on a different note. Don't ever let me write a song about Elvis. I don't ever want to sing about the king. No, no, no. Well, I'm getting sick of my favorite artist singing about the Pink Motel. Singing about karate. Don't ever let me write a song about Elvis. Ah, shit. I just did. Well, don't ever let me write a song about Elvis. Oh, oh, shit. I just did. And I'm lost in Arizona, lost in Illinois, lost in Louisiana, and I'm lost in Detroit. Lost in Texas, lost in Greenville, lost in New York City, and I'm even lost in Poland.
Here's a song that I feel obligated to sing. People that the white lightning is real, as I met him. You see, I was sitting on the street corner of Highway 138 and 96th Street East. That's Little Rock for all you city folk. So I was just sitting there, and I pulled this white Ford Mustang. And when I say Ford Mustang, I don't mean 2007, I don't mean 1994. I mean 1967, the real deal. So anyway, I was sitting there. I pulled the Ford Mustang. This guy leaned his head out of the window and he said, "Boy, you got a cigarette." Obviously betraying the fact that he had had too many cigarettes. So I reached into my pocket and I pulled out my pack. I happened to have two cigarettes left. I tossed it over to the white lightning, and I said, "Here, man, you can have two." And at that point, he looked at me with the same look that you guys are giving me now. Disbelief. Because it ain't every day that a soul-eating guy gets offered two cigarettes. So he looked at me, and he said, "Boy, you know that a soul is worth more than two cigarettes. You better know it." So yeah, I got one more thing that I want you to do for me. And I said, "Okay, I'll do it." And he says, "I want you to spread my name. Let everybody know that I'm a-coming. A-coming for their souls." Said, "All right, I can do that." At that point, he lit a cigarette and gunned the Ford Mustang, and off he went. I haven't seen him since. But lately, I've been looking over my shoulder and kind of, you know, just checking out where I go, trying to stay away from the highways. It's been 2 years since I played a show and sang the song of the White Lightning. And I don't know what the contract says, you know, I gotta play it every 2 days, or I don't know what it's for. I didn't read the fine print. So anyway, Noah calls me up and he says, "You wanna play a show?" And the answer had to be yes. Because of the white light. Yet. So I haven't seen him since, like I was saying before, and I think I'd like to keep it that way.
rolling down the open road.
I can play Folsom Prison Blues if anybody wants to hear.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
I hear the train a coming, it's rolling around the bend, but I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. But I'm stuck in Folsom Prison and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a rolling on down to San Antonio. I was just a baby, and my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, and don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. Well, I bet there's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming, I know I can't be free. But those people keep on moving, and that's what tortures me. If they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it all a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
I can play my pop songs.
I have the power to lose mountains. It's so